But I don't think you're really going to see the cards if you're in there. What Optimus is a manipulator, are they here?
Where?
At the house over the road, look. Can you see he's coming down the ladder? He looks like he might be either clearing the guttering or doing something with the tiles. He's got a tape measure. He's measuring something, isn't he?
I think he's measuring the chimney.
Well, I don't think there is a chimney on that house, is there?
There is. Not that funny bed where a bird sits.
Where the bird sits?
Yes. It's on those two things there. That's where his mat's. That's called. Not his call, Mum.
What's it called, Thomas?
Chimney.
Oh, a chimney, yes.
We have some of those, don't we?
Well, we don't actually have a chimney, no. We've got a fireplace, but we don't have a chimney. We've got a little vent.
What's a vent?
A little vent. I suppose it's like a little chimney, isn't it? It's not a real chimney.
I'm just going to say bye-bye, Mum.
Bye-bye,
Thomas. See you later, alligator.
See you later, alligator.
In the wild, crocodile. I will be long in this box.
Okay.
I just have Mummy. It's calling Thomas. Just pretend those cards are broken.
Pretend the cards are broken?
Yeah. I'm just going to put it near here. You can put this through the eagle slot, won't you?
Well, if I put the cards through the slot, what are you going to do? Thomas is now in a cardboard box, clearing out of the top. Right. If I put some cards through...
Yeah. Just put it through that letterbox there.
Okay, but then what are we going to do with them?
Then you know what, Mum? It goes through that side, then I give it back to you. Thank you.
Who's that?
Tinky
Winky. Who do you think is going to be on the next card that comes through your letterbox? Whoops, the days you've fallen. You've fallen over.
I'm wriggling in the box.
Wriggling in the box. Let's not make too much noise with the box.
Please.
Right, who do you think is the next person to come through the slot?
Dipsy!
Dipsy! Let's see, shall we?
Thank you. No, Poe.
Is it Poe? Oh, guess again. Who this time? Who do you think?
Tinky. Nunu.
Nunu?
Yes.
Who do you think this time?
Dipsy.
Let's see who it is.
Lala.
Lala. And what's Lala got?
Boy.
Right, who do you think this time?
Dipsy.
And if Dipsy comes through, what will you be wearing?
Let me see. Yeah, right.
Oh, he's wearing his hat. Right, now, have a guess now.
Tinky again. All of them.
All of them, it's all Teletubbies. Now.
A Teletubby toast machine.
Ah, you're saying Teletubby toast machine because you peeked out of your box and you saw who I was going to pop in the slot.
Yes, I guessed it!
Who guessed it? Who now?
Dixie! No, no, no.
Is it Nunu again?
Is that the Tubby
toast machine, not the Tubby custard machine, isn't it?
Tubby toast. Machine.
Tubby toast machine and Nunu, the vacuum cleaner.
You.
Right, which Teletubby now, Thomas?
Tinky. No, Lala.
Lala, which one now?
No. Tinky.
It was Tinky Winky. Now this time we can do... We can do...
I should have pushed them through that eagle slot. I can have some of those, Mum. But don't cry, because I'm a seller.
Are you a seller, right?
Yellow Poe or Tinky. There's two on there, look.
Oh, Oh, yes.
Want Tinky and Poe, do you?
Tinky and Poe, yes, please.
There it comes.
Just be careful with the cards, don't break them.
No.
Oh, thank you. I tell you what.
Yes.
Let's have a little game of snap, but not sort of proper snap.
No, you can post it through there, and I can post it back.
All right. Oh, isn't this a lovely picture of Tinky Winky and Poe? They're holding hands. I think that is lovely. Oh, and it's coming back. It's a different card. This one has Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala, Poe and Nuno. Right, I'm going to push that back now. This is what we could do. Let's split the cards in two, Thomas.
Beep.
You have some cards in the box and I'll have some cards out of the box. And then we have to play a little game of guess.
Right.
Could I have some cards, please?
First one, here's two coming out now.
Right, I'd like a few more than two, please. Could I have quite a few?
There's three, look.
All right, let me have a few more.
Look on another slot, yeah.
And then we'll...
Double.
Thank you.
Period.
We'll shuffle the cards in a minute.
Just starting them up.
Thank you. Could I have quite a few more times, please?
Oh, in a minute. Don't pick that one up. When it drops on the top, Rob. Yeah. Drop on the box, then you can get it.
Come on, when it comes to the top of the box, okay.
Yes, at the top.
Thank you. Now, what we can do now.
Yes. Okay?
You post one card through the slot.
Right.
And I'll post one card down through the slot and we'll see if we've got the same cards.
No, but you need to be in this box.
No, I don't need to be in the box. I'll collect the ones coming out of the box and you can collect the ones coming in the box. Now I'm going to put mine in and you mustn't look at it. I'm putting mine in, you push yours up and then when we've got hold of them,
yeah,
you push yours up and we'll see if we've got the same card. It's not really snap, is it?
Now
you
got Nuno.
Oh, I'm not telling you what I've got. Don't you tell me what you've got. We'll see if they're the same. Right, I've got yours. You've got mine.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're not the same, are they?
Nah.
Oh, right, now I'll put another one through. We'll see if we've got the same one. Right, mine's gone through. Yours is coming up. No.
Let me say, I wanted it. You won't take your winky, do you?
Oh, you're not supposed to tell me what you're sending up. I'm sending another one down. And we'll see if it's the same as the one that you were sending up. Right. No, it wasn't, was it?
Oh, okay. Doesn't matter, there's Tinky Winky coming up in a minute.
That's not Tinky Winky, that was Lala.
Four.
Daddy was watching a television programme last night, Thomas.
Why?
A quiz programme, and one of the questions was, what colour is the Teletubby Dipsy? What colour is it?
Green.
Green, and Daddy had to ask Mummy, and Mummy shouted, green, and it was right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now I think this is the only one we can do, Thomas, now. Let's have some cards. Let's have a lot of cards now without pushing them through the slot. Let's each have...
I will get some because I'm a seller.
You're a seller, are you? And this seems to be... Do you know what a seller is, Thomas, apart from somebody who sells things? it's the bottom part of a house. You know, in the cellar. You know that song? The dark, dark woods, there's a dark, dark house, and in the dark, dark house, there's a dark.
Mummy, I don't pick it up when it slides to the top there. Then you can pick it up when it's the top one. At the top!
Thank you.
I'll pick it up now.
This is like a Tubby Toast machine, isn't it? Things popping out of the slots at the top.
That's a good idea. Shall we do it tomorrow?
What's a good idea? What shall we do tomorrow?
Put these through my top box and you can catch them.
Well, this is a good idea, this isn't it? It's just like toast.
Yes. My foot could stop it.
When you say cellar man, what do you mean? Somebody who sells things, or you want to go in the cellar, you're pretending your box is a cellar?
Brum just said it's the cellar and Brum is stuck. The cards are stuck in there, doesn't matter, you know. Men are coming to get some out. Stand back, Brum.
You're having a lot of fun with that box, aren't you? What are all these cards doing on the floor, Thomas?
Mummy, that one was in there, trapped in there, and that one was trapped in there.
Was it?
Yeah.
Listen, if you're posting them through that box, you must be careful, Thomas, they're not to be ripped up, these. They're not like the old envelopes that you play with when you're doing your posting. These are special cards.
Mummy, look, there's a hospital man.
It's a nurse. Do you know what these people are?
No.
No, don't do that with them.
Hello.
Oh, you silly Billy. That must have hurt, did it?
It did.
Can you put the cards up, please?
What's that?
That's the letter P, and what's the boy doing?
Parrot.
He's painting a parrot, isn't he?
What's that?
You know who that is. Come on, can you pick a few up? Thomas, stop it, please. I'm getting cross with you. Don't ruin these cards like
this. What's that?
Do you know what that letter is?
No.
I.
Space rocket.
Space rocket. So what letter does that begin with?
T.
No.
Whoosh. Whoosh.
It's ooh, isn't it? Rocket. Come on, what were we doing before? I'm cross with you for just throwing these on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's silly, isn't it?
What's those?
Well, you know what those are.
No, I don't.
You do.
I don't.
They're like the ones that you're wearing in bed at the moment, aren't they? What are they?
Socks.
Socks. You've had some yellow socks on in bed the past couple of nights, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. What's that? Lots of apples.
Lots of apples. How many apples are there on the card?
It says 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 apples.
Oh, no, there aren't 4 apples, there are 8 apples.
No, there is 4 apples.
They're nice rosy red apples.
Mummy, you can be a customer.
Yes.
And I can be a cellar man.
Yes. A cellar man? I think you mean a shopkeeper, don't you?
Hello, what do you want today? These?
I thought we were playing with these.
Yes, we are.
Well, how would you like to play with them?
You can slot them through there, I can put them in. Out. And that. This teddy is my birthday presents.
You're pretending your birthday presents?
Those apples.
Well, we've got 2 different sets, haven't we? Let's put them on the top here on the plate. Right, now which pile do they belong to? Now come over to the box, Thomas, please. Which pile do they belong to? This pile?
No.
Well, tell me to be pile.
I don't know.
Right, we've got to get your shop in order before you can open up to customers. Sort out all the delivery boxes on the floor. You're whistling. Is that what the shopkeeper does? It's a funny whistle. No, Thomas, put them into different piles now.
There.
No, that's not good at all, is it?
Well, there's a bigger pile. Mm. Put that through my little box. No, that could
put them in piles on the top, please. You wouldn't be able to open a shop if you had everything muddled up, would you?
Yeah.
You'd have to know where everything was. Is
that all right?
Thomas, come on please, otherwise the box is going out.
What is it?
Right. I don't want you going in there.
Yeah.
I can't hear what you're saying when you're in there.
Oh, no, no.
This is the counter. This is the counter.
I want it open.
No.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
In a few minutes you come on, we've sorted out the stock.
You can shout me. I'm just sitting on my back and you shout me, won't you?
Well, I need some help, Thomas.
I will.
Come and guess which pile this needs to go in.
I don't.
This is the shop selling Teletubby things. So we have to have all the Teletubby boxes on this side. And this is the shop selling other things, the letters and the numbers.
And a big game on it sells cards and tape recorders.
Does it sell tape recorders?
Yes, it does.
Goodness me.
Where can I put it?
Right, let's go on the ground, haven't it?
No, but that's the road.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think there's room on top of the counter, is
there? It is, there you go.
It's like that shop we're going to in Didsbury that sells absolutely everything. You know the one that seems to have some traffic lights on the counter as well? It's got that many things in the shop you can hardly...
Don't get these! Don't get these!
No, well, that's the Teletubby pile, and that's the pile with letters.
Look, there's two more.
We'll have a different pile with numbers, won't we?
Wash! A moment. It's a baby thingy.
It sells baby things, does it? Mm. Do you know what that is? That's the little brown toy that we used to have.
And then,
the
there's
no more room here, Thomas. It has to go on the floor, please.
But that's so.
No, it'll have to go on the floor. There's no room here.
No.
Will you pass me some more stock, please, to sort out?
I'm just going to put it there. Can you go?
Thank you.
Oh dear, drop that. You need to put it there.
Could I have some more boxes, please?
There you go, Mr. Seller.
Right.
Stop! You're making me dizzy.
You're making you dizzy?
Oh, drop it, doesn't matter.
Nice picture of Poe on his scooter, isn't it? Oops.
Press a button.
No, whoops. I didn't pay it, did I?
Didn't pay it or play it?
Pay it.
You haven't paid for that, no.
But I'm not paying it. I can be a seller man, can't you? I can, and you can be a customer.
Okay.
And you know what? You can be a man selling a shop. I can be a customer. How's that? Can we do some turns?
We can take turns, yes. I'm just trying to sort these into order. Does your back tickle?
It does. Want to scratch it?
Not really. Well, so have a little look and see what's making you tickle. Whereabouts do you tickle?
Just there.
Tickle on the drum. There we are. Quick scratch. How's that?
Fine.
Is that fine? Is that better? Oh, look, there's tea for Thomas.
Yeah.
Could I have some more lettuce, please?
Oh, yes, you can. This is called a shiver. Called a shiver.
A shiver?
Yeah.
No, don't be rough with them. It's like books, you've got to be very gentle. Why is it called a shiver? That's a funny name for a few cards.
No, it's not for a card. It's called Big Thing. Making a sweet apple, but don't lose it when bang, so that's why it's called a shiver.
Alright.
The snowball, oh no.
We've nearly sorted them out now.
I'm sitting on my bed, just going to get this chair out of my way. Because no one. Because I'm going to drive and collect things.
Are you?
Yeah. I can be a big lorry. Gone time.
You look like a pretty big lorry to me.
Psh. What a man is doing. He's called a driver.
Yeah.
What he's doing? He's just called just. One man, not two, there's just one, but then no room. All the other men sit there, because I'm sitting all in there.
There's only room for you in the cab, is there?
Mm-hmm. Lots of room. And you know what? This flower is coming in your shop in a minute. In a minute.
Well, I hope if he's coming in a minute, he's not coming in his lorry.
Yes, he is. He is, Mum. His feet are on his pickles. Not his hands on his knees.
Where are his hands on his knees?
Because he's not ready to go yet. Now he is.
Right.
Look, he's going!
Hello, man in the lorry.
Hello, collect everything. This not for me.
What would you like?
I'm not buying anything. Just taking it to just show the children that I'll be right back. A tape recorder, please.
What are you doing with the children, Thomas?
Showing. Oh, what have you got? They got wet there. A truck.
I don't know.
Mummy, don't you come. There you go. There's new toys. Now I can take it.
Oh, right, okay. If there's some mess in the back of your bicycle, just be careful.
I will.
I don't think it can be anything very much.
No, it's gorgeous.
You?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. Lorry. Why have you just come into my shop?
Oh, I can't. He's coming now.
Taken the tape recorder off the counter, not paid for it. Put it in the back of your lorry and driven off.
Yeah.
Right, why have you done that?
Because you showed my man. And then said, oh, nice tape recorder. You know what I want to do? Want to blow up?
Do you want to blow it?
Tape recorder. There's room for you. It all got in the room. This is the place. I'm in here.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Thanks, thanks. How does this TV recorder pay?
Do you mean how much is it?
Yeah.
I think it'll be about £20 that time. There you go. Thank you. Does that mean I can have it back because you haven't got £20?
No.
All right. Okay. Is there something else in the shop that you'd like?
No. Yes. I've got a little baby at home.
Yes.
Please can I have this, please?
Of course you can. Yes, that would be beautiful to put across. Whoops, stand in front of the pram, wouldn't it?
It could be.
It's a pram toy. You can have that for 50 pence.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Excuse me. Yeah. You're talking to my men. They were something at the workshop. Yes, men. Nobody said, I'm going to sweet shop with you.
Did they?
Yeah. With you.
With me?
Yeah. Know what you guys did next time.
Can I?
Yeah. It doesn't matter your peep or horn. It doesn't matter your peep it.
Doesn't matter if I peep the horn?
No. I will put my hand over it. Be still busy driving.
Nice.
You can drive me not. Mummy, next time you can go in the front with me. Not today.
Not today? Alright.
Alright. Listen. Oh no. I got some that, Mum.
No, after all that, you paid for it and left it on the counter. Oh dear, dear.
Oh no!
Oh dear, you cause havoc when you come to my shop, don't you?
Oh no!
Oh!
Press
a button!
Oh no, Mummy!
Be careful, Tom's please.
See you later!
Bye bye!
I got them something to tell you. No, what? Tomorrow, you can go to my station.
Can I?
Yeah.
Are you a train driver?
No, I'm not. Can I go to my station? My station.
You're asking me if we can go.
That's my station, just there.
Right.
But come next week, can come there.
Oh, I'd like to.
Can go on the train and you can go to London if you like.
To London?
I know what. You're waiting for the lorry stop.
Yeah.
It's just over there where near your kitchen. And you say, who is sitting? Whoo, whoo! And that's me.
Alright. So if I hear somebody going, whoo, whoo, then I'll think, who's that tooting? And I'll realise it's you.
Right. It's morning time.
Good.
Only a kitchen, Mum. So that's the lorry stop. A lorry stop. Mum. It's a lorry stop.
Right, so I've got in the kitchen.
Woo, woo.
Oh, who's that hooting?
Woo, woo.
Who's that hooting? Woo, woo. Oh, it could be Thomas. I bet it's Thomas.
Yes.
Oh, it's Noisy Thomas. Hello, Noisy Thomas.
Can I just sit on your knee?
You'd like to sit on my knee? Of course you can. I'm not quite sure whether you're a train driver or a lorry driver because...
I'm a lorry driver.
Ah, but what I don't understand, I thought you were a lorry driver because you kept driving a big lorry up to my shop. But what I don't understand is if you're a lorry driver, why do you keep going to the train station?
Because...
Is that where you park your lorry?
Mm.
I see. I see.
Put the girl now.
Oh, but I want another hug.
Oh,
oh, I want a bit more of a cuddle from the lorry driver.
But not a long one.
Not a long one, no. Are you all right, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Good. Have you anything to tell me?
No. Yes, I have got some news.
You got some news, right?
When I was walking down the street, I saw some flashing lights.
Did you?
I thought, oh, that. Making out flashing lights. There's lots of fire engines there.
Were there?
Masses of them.
Masses of fire engines?
Yes, with flashing needles on.
Were they?
Some got ladders off, on. Some not got them. Some got hoses on.
Some have got hoses, but they all had flashing lights, did they? And was there a fire?
No. Just got flashing needles.
Just had flashing needles. Where they going, Nina, Nina?
No, but you couldn't hear them, just going flashing.
Just the lights were going, not the Ninas. Goodness me, how many fire engines were there?
1, 2, 3, 4.
4 fire engines?
Yes.
Goodness me, which road was this, Thomas, that you're walking down?
I was on Burnage Lane.
You're on Burnage Lane?
I was another old lady. A lot of shopping in a wheelbarrow. Like one with two wheels.
A wheelbarrow with lots
of wheels. Like a lady on Disney Lane, we're going to park, I fall down. And Mummy, she was walking with lots of shopping in a wheelbarrow. Not she flew across the pavement and bashed her head like this. Bash!
Oh dear, dear.
Well, not
you
hurt any just there.
Oh dear. Well, I think the lady you're talking about, Thomas, it wasn't actually a wheelbarrow. It's called a shopping trolley, but it's not like a supermarket shopping trolley.
No.
It's a shopping trolley that you see a lot of ladies pushing. And they're often tart and often check, aren't they? And they're on two wheels and they have a little handle. And she was pulling it along or pushing it along. I can't remember what she was doing now. We were following her, weren't we?
Mm.
We were walking down School Lane and she was walking down School Lane. And where were we going?
To park.
To the park. And all of a sudden the wheel fell off the trolley. And she fell down, didn't she? Mm. And what happened to her shopping?
On the pavement then. Whoa!
Oh dear, her shopping fell, she fell. She hurt herself, didn't she?
Don't watch. Whoa!
No, Thomas, not on like the trolley, please. She didn't have a nice soft landing like you just had there, did she?
No, she had a paint all over.
It was blood, not paint, yes. Yes, she hurt her head, didn't she? And her knee. And she was a bit upset.
Yes. I mean, she couldn't put her arm through. So I'm not old that to make her cross alone, like.
You were holding her hand to help her cross the road?
No, this sleeve.
You were holding her sleeve? Were you?
Okay. Just look at my truck. Look at my truck and my sword. I'm just going near my station building there and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Try my big hammer.
Alright, well I shall look after your saw and your truck while you're gone.
Right. I won't be so long.
Good.
It's just in here. I'm just going to keep this open. There it is.
That's Daddy's umbrella. What are you doing with Daddy's umbrella?
Mummy, when there's a building, I get this, Mummy. Screamy, please get out of my sword. Oh dear.
Saw, not sword. Saw. As in seesaw.
And then not. There's accident, just the train is crashed.
Oh no.
There was ladybugs flashing Nina's, wasn't you? And Nina, Nina!
Well, if a train had crashed, I would hope there would be some flashing Nina's coming along soon, yes.
Nina!
Psh! Nina! How are you now? Are you still the train driver?
No, lorry driver. A crashed train lorry. Got a train accident lorry.
You're a train accident lorry, are you? You're not a fireman or a policeman or an ambulance man?
No. Look, Mummy.
Oh dear. Looks like the train's come off the rails to me.
It has, hasn't it? Mummy, you should know how it did me. Was a train just driving along the track and suddenly driver switched the rails off the line and fell just into a ravine. Gosh.
A ravine?
Yeah.
That's a very big word.
Yeah, ravine.
You said suddenly the driver switched the rails and went into a ravine?
Yes, down below. Down below, Mum.
A ravine down below, is that something you've heard on Thomas the Tank Engine?
Chop, 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 chop.
You could do with Cranky the Crane to lift the train back on the rails, couldn't you?
Doesn't matter. Here comes forklift on.
A forklift truck?
No, here comes a forklift on.
Taking all the letters out of the carriages.
Someone stop that one, so leave it to us. Help, help! Train is crashed! Okay. Train is crashed.
Oh dear, what do you want me to do, Thomas?
Called Lolly. Fix the rails, Mum. This one I'm carrying. That one I'm carrying, this one.
Your bicycle is your train repair lorry. You want me to call that one for help, do you?
Yeah.
Do you not want me to ring for the ambulance or the police or the fire brigade?
No, because nobody's down there.
Nobody's got down here.
Down here, there. Come on, this one's a bowl that box, does it? Just get everything off there, and then you can have it back.
You want to borrow the box? That's fine.
Make other barriers.
Oh, I see. Have you got the box for these cards, Thomas? And I can put them away if we're not looking at them now. Do you know where the box is, please?
I don't know. There. Those are the barriers. And look, nobody gets them.
Has anybody been injured in this train crash, Thomas?
Yeah.
No.
Cool.
Was it just an empty train?
Mummy, your handbag can be my telephone.
Can it? My handbag can be your telephone.
This could be your telephone.
Right, okay.
Ring, ring! Hello.
Hello.
It's Thomas here. What do you want to do?
Well, a train apparently has just crashed. I think you better come with your train repair lorry, please.
Right.
Okay, do you think we need to call the police, fire or ambulance?
The police.
The police. Okay, I'll do that now then. You start coming on your way and I'll ring for the police. Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye. Right, let's go. Nino, 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 Nino.
That was quick.
Watch this big quick lobbing. Nino, Nino, Nino!
Gosh, that was quick, wasn't it? You were there in a flash.
Well, then watch this thing, Nino. Coming. Nino! Nino, 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 Nino!
Goodness me.
There are more flashing lobbies here. Found an amplifier. And an ambulance and the police.
They're all here, are they?
Then, mummy, just big men here. I got in these tools and got in these. You know what I'm going to knock this big box down?
Are you?
I'm just getting these back there.
Be careful.
Mummy, just look after this, please.
I will.
Doesn't matter your wallet, does it?
Pardon?
Doesn't matter your wallet.
Doesn't matter if I borrow it. No, I'm only looking after it for you because you've asked me to. Oh.
That was quick, box. Wasn't it?
That's quick. What have you done? Knock the box over with Daddy's umbrella. What sort of rescue process was that?
That was to knock this juice down.
Will that help the train that's crashed, Thomas?
It will.
Mummy,
a Porsche lifter was here, then it pulled it back. There is engine, kiddies. Oh dear, this barrier's locking.
Be careful. careful.
Watch this big one. Watch this.
Lovely. What are you knocking the barrier over with?
With this.
And why are you knocking the barrier over?
Because, you know why I'm doing this?
No.
Because there's a big crash, look.
Again, I thought we'd just got that all mended.
Look.
I thought we'd sorted that out.
No, we haven't. I can smell some poo.
Oh, I didn't.
I can smell some poo. This man is called Borshin. It's called Borshin.
Borshin?
Yeah, Borshin.
Press a button.
And one barrier there. One barrier there.
You're putting barriers around like a building site that's being demolished.
Yeah.
Stop people getting hurt.
What's bollished?
Pardon?
What's bollished?
Bollished? You mean abolished?
Yeah.
Abolished, got rid of, no more.
There's lots of barriers.
There are a lot of barriers.
And we don't hope that. Oh no.
I don't think you should play with Daddy's umbrella, Thomas. I think you better put that back, please.
I need it.
No, because if it gets broken, Daddy will be very cross. He needs that when it's a wet day.
I need it. I'm just borrowing it. I'm just having it for a glider and put it back.
But you mustn't start banging things with it, please. Because it will break.
Oh no, Daddy's home.
He's not, is he?
Is.
He's not, but if he comes home and he sees you playing with his umbrella, he's not going to be very happy, is he? And are you sure there are no people on the train that are hurt?
No, just a little lady there, Mum. I know what. She fell down like this.
What about the train driver? Is he hurt?
Yeah.
Oh dear, do you not think you'd better get the ambulance?
Mummy, you can be the ambulance driver, I can be her, can't you? And you can say, lie down, Thomas.
Okay.
Won't you? There are lots of problems, sir, you say. What's the problem, sir, you say?
What's the problem, sir?
When I was walking outside to get my truck, you know what, Mummy, doctor, my tummy was feel a bit funny.
Did it?
Mm.
Oh, I thought you'd been involved in the train crash. Was it seeing the train crash that made you feel a bit funny?
Yeah.
Made you feel a bit wobbly, did it?
Yes.
Well, I think the best thing is if you'd like to lie down.
That could be your thing to take my tummy, won't it?
Yes. Would you like to come sit on my knee?
No, thank you, because that's where you lie down.
Is it? Is that the doctor's surgery table? The examination table? Well, if you'd like to lie on the table, please, sir, and I'll have a little look. Oh, look at that big tummy.
Oh.
Oh. Sounds like somebody's alarm's going off now. Can you hear an alarm?
10.
Right, am I having a look at this poorly, poorly tummy? Is it a poorly, poorly tummy?
Yep.
Or is it not?
Sir, I'm just going to get your tool then. Right back. There you go.
All right. Let's have a little look then. Ah. Oh. Let's have a look at that poorly tummy. Oh, I think it needs a kiss. You can tickle.
Yeah.
What do you think, a tickle or a kiss?
A kiss.
A kiss?
Yeah.
Ah. Oh.
I'm just going to get your tool from my lying down bed. And, Mummy, you can just check it like this.
I will do. You lie down and I'll check it properly.
Right, okay.
Right.
Won't hurt, such, will it?
Well, I hope not. It is actually a toy saw, so I'll try not to saw your tummy. I hope this won't hurt. Yeah, how's that?
Fine.
Are you feeling better now?
Yeah.
Now, were you involved in the train crash?
Yeah.
And what happened? You tell me what happened.
Mummy, I was stuck on a train and you know what?
You were standing on the train or on the platform or on the track?
On the track and and I got a train coming. I was fixing track.
Ah.
Then no what? Bush.
Oh, Thomas, be careful.
Like that happened.
Oh, that's an alarm's gone off now. Oh, I see. You were the man fixing the track when the train came along. That's how you came to be hurt. I see.
Oh, yeah, you can be a doctor, can't you? There's your toy. Hello, so what's the problem? I've looked at my feet because it hurt. No. Mummy, you can sit down. I can. This could be a door then.
Right.
You can hold on to me. Hold on to it.
I will.
Hello. Ding dong. Hello.
Hello.
I was full on the train and I got a poorly tummy.
Oh, you fell onto the train and you got a poorly tummy?
Mm.
Oh dear. I think I better sign you off sick because you're a bit of a problem when you go to work, aren't you? You keep having accidents.
I'm going to lie on this table and you're going to get your tool, won't you?
I will. No, Mr. Train Track Repair Lorry Man.
Yeah.
How are you?
Not feeling very well.
You're not feeling very well. Can I have a little lap down with you?
Of course.
The sun's shining. This is nice.
You're tickling. Oh, no, you've got your tool. Where do you put it? What a smash.
It's here. It's on the shop counter.
I need to get it, Mum. Need to get it. Need to get your tool.
Right, pretend this is a stethoscope and I'll just listen to you. Let me pop it in my ears. I'll put this machine on your chest. Now breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Now this is a different machine. This is a saw. And when your tummy still hurts, is it still hurting?
Yeah.
Well, the best thing is if we cut you in half. How's that?
Nah.
Right, saw. Oh no! I've got the top half of Thomas and the bottom half of Thomas! His tummy's all gone. I've cut it away. Cut away the poorly, poorly bit. Cut, 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 cut. Now, where's that glue? Here's the glue. Zoop. Zoop. Zoop, zoop.
Yeah.
You don't need tablets, do you?
I do.
No, you don't need tablets. I just glue you back together.
I can be a baby, can't
You're
I?
You're a baby now, are you? Mummy's baby.
No, Mummy. I can follow and I can wear one. Oh. And you can be a doctor, can't you?
Yes. You're going to fall over and go wah-wah, are you?
Yes. You can show your eyes.
Yes, I'll show my eyes. Oh, I've just sat on a dinosaur and it's made a funny noise. Listen to that. Gosh, that was fun.
Wah, wah.
Oh dear, is that a baby on the train track?
Yeah.
What on earth is a baby doing on the train track?
I've fallen over and hurt my tummy.
Oh, I don't think babies will be able to tell a doctor that. Oh, baby, come here. Oh, you poor baby. Goochie, goochie, cool. Goochie, 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 cool. I've got just the thing for you, baby, to cheer you up. A little toy to put across your crown. How's that?
Ah!
Be careful, because it'll hit you on the head. There, that used to go across your crown. You used to line your crown, twiddling these little things around.
Like it?
That's right.
It's been a long time, my lorry's not here.
Pardon?
But
there are
dustbin bags.
Well, if it's not dustbin day, it's an aeroplane you can hear.
It's dustbin day, but where is our dustbin bags?
They're not there because it's not dustbin day.
It is.
It's not, that's an aeroplane. Listen, we're going to Spain.
You said it was dustbin day.
No, well, you've got your toy dustbin. Just a lorry.
Onto the real one.
Oh, well, you'll have to wait
So let's get Paul and Tommy, shall we?
Alright.
But at the W, happy birthday. Wants to put them on the money.
Yes, good.
You got gloves on your hands. You know what you do? You haven't got any gloves.
I haven't got gloves on my hands, no.
When you're just turned by the Samstead, he said, put your socks on your hands.
Did he?
Yeah.
Simon Slam said if you haven't got gloves, put your socks on your hands.
Yeah.
That's a very funny thing to say, isn't it?
It is.
Look at this book, Peavy Bear's Birthday Party.
Look.
Gosh, look at all these things.
For me.
Huh? There's a tractor there like yours.
Me, Jimmy, and there's a fire engine.
Yes. Can you remember the little boy at the beehive the other day? He was playing with a tractor just like the one that we bought from the cancer research shop, but...
There's a fire engine.
It didn't go off on its own, though, that tractor, did it? Do you remember when you pulled the sheep out of the trailer?
Mm-hmm.
It should go off on its own. But don't forget, it says in this book, can you find a little bear in each scene?
There he is. There
he is,
driving the trailer.
Yes, what's he got in his trailer?
Marbles.
Glass marbles. Look, he's in a little pot of marbles. Now, can you see the tiny... Oh, there he is. I'm going to say you can see the tiny bear because he's there. Meet PB Bear. The P stands for pyjama because his pyjamas are his favourite clothes. Bedtime is his favourite time of day. Can you guess what the B stands for? Pyjamas and bedtime.
Pa!
One morning, PB Bear woke up early. This was one day he didn't want to stay in.
Bed.
Right, he put on his dressing gown and slippers and went into the bathroom.
Mummy, there he is.
Oh, you've read this before. Aren't you clever? Isn't that funny? Peavy Bear's having a little wash, isn't he, in the wash basin? And the bear's hiding behind the tap.
Mm-hmm.
He filled the basin with water and washed his face with soap. Then he dried his fur with a towel and brushed it with a hairbrush. Finally, he looked at himself in the mirror. Happy birthday, PB Bear, he said to himself. He put on his best trousers, shirt and bow tie and went downstairs.
It's a big dustbin.
No,
it isn't.
No big dustbin
there,
isn't there?
We're waiting for pictures and ages.
Oh, it's a dustbin there, don't you?
It's a dustbin in here,
yeah. That's here. Look, that noise now sounds to me like there's some drilling going on at Uncle Brian's house.
Oh, why?
There's an aeroplane in the sky. Well, I don't know, but can you hear?
No.
Let's stop now.
Wait.
There was a knock at the door.
Wait.
Yes?
Where is the little bear?
I don't know, you find him. Where he is.
Junior.
Ah, I can see him.
My short eyes.
No, I can see him. Can you see him?
Short eyes.
Well, shall I read the story while you look?
Yeah.
There was a knock at the door. Mail for Mr. Pajama Bee Bear, said the postman. And he gave Peavy Bear 2 parcels, 3 letters,
what
and
are
one
they
huge box. The one huge parcel was bigger than all the rest. I wonder what's in the huge parcel, said Peavy Bear.
Where is the little bear?
Do you know, the address on Peavy Bear's post is 9 Henrietta Street, Covent Garden, London. And when Mummy and Daddy went to London in September...
Where is the little bear?
Yeah. I gave you a clue then, didn't I? Where is he?
Behind the chair.
Behind the chair, behind Peavy Bear's chair. It's like you, when I sit on the chair, you go behind me, don't you?
Mm.
Covent Garden in London is where Mummy and Daddy stayed. I wonder what's in the huge parcel, said Peavy Bear. He wanted to open it straight away, but he hadn't had breakfast yet. So he went to the kitchen and ate some...
Bread. Marmalade.
Yes, and drank some...
Orange juice.
Just as he was finishing, there was another knock at the door. Would you like to knock this time?
Yeah.
There was his friend, Dermot the dog, with a parcel with a big bow on it. That's nice, isn't it? Mm. Happy birthday, Pee-Pee Bear. Pee-Pee Bear, said Dermot the dog. Do you know what's in the big parcel? I don't know, said Pee-Pee Bear. It's almost big enough for a...
A lion.
A lion. For a...
Or a plane or a fire engine.
Well, you digressed a little bit from the true story, but yes, it's almost big enough for a lion or a zebra or a kangaroo, said Dermot the dog. No, you don't. What do you say? You say, excuse me, please. You don't say, you don't say fart, you can't smell it.
Yeah.
Thomas, you are smelly. It's so big it might even be an elephant. We'll have to wait until I've opened it to find out. But I've got some baking to do first. Will you help me? Asked Pee-Pee Bear. Pee-Pee Bear put on an apron and opened a cookery book. Now look at this in the mixing bowl. It's going round and round. Look, he put butter and sugar into a bowl and Dermot added the eggs and the flour. Then they took turns stirring the mixture with a spoon until it was smooth. Pee-Pee Bear poured the mixture into a cake tin and Dermot the dog put it in the oven. Just then there was another loud knock at the door. Look who had come to visit. Now before we open the door, have you found the little bear in his picture?
Can you see
him? I can see him, can you?
Bear.
I can see him. I can see him.
Him.
I can see him. I can see him. I can see him.
Yes.
There he is. He's in the bag with the little hundreds and thousands. Do you remember those when we made those Thomas the Tank Engine biscuits and James biscuits? You sprinkle those fancy coloured sugar strands on the top. Well, that's where the little bear's hiding. Russell the Rabbit bought a parcel wrapped in blue paper.
There's the blue.
There.
There's another blue one.
Yes, well, I think that's the same one. Hilda the Hen bought a parcel wrapped in green paper. And Lucy the Lamb bought a parcel wrapped in...
Yellow paper.
Happy birthday, Pee-Pee Bear, they all shouted as they handed him their
presents. Oh, no, there's a pen and you're quickening on it.
Oh, thank you very much, everyone, said Pee-Pee Bear. What's in the big parcel? Asked Hilda the Hen. Maybe it's a bicycle, said Russell the Rabbit. Or a car, said Lucy the Lamb. I know it's a...
fire engine,
said Dermot the Dog. Why don't we open it and find out, said Pee-Pee Bear. Pee-Pee Bear got a pair of scissors and he cut the...
string.
String. He opened the parcel and what do you think he saw?
Let me see.
Have you found a little bear?
Yes,
he's hiding. Where's he hiding?
I'm going to show you this
just
page.
Just a minute. He's hiding that sort of wrapping paper.
There's something here I want to show you.
What would you like to show you?
There's Shummy Dodgers.
Yes. We've turned over a few pages now. And there's lots of beautiful food. Oh, I can see him.
Where, Mum?
No, you're looking. If I show you, you'll say, "Ooh, I wanted to find him."
Does my family find him?
Well, he's near some biscuits, some chocolates, and some jelly babies, and a birthday cake.
Yes.
Can you see him? Where is he?
I don't know.
He's on the handle of the picnic hamper.
There
he is. Shall we not read the story and just look for the little bear?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is a busy page. Have we got to find him on this page as well?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ah, found him.
Where? Yes, I a minute ago.
You found him a minute ago, did you? But has he slipped past now?
No. Darling, wait a minute.
Pee-Pee Bear's little bear, where are you?
Can you see him?
Yes, I can. Can
you? Where? No.
He's in the flowers.
Let me see. Is he?
You look for some flowers and then you'll find...
Flowers.
Flowers somewhere near the top.
Flowers!
There are some flowers on there. Where are there some flowers at the top?
Yeah.
He's hiding behind a leaf, isn't he? And a big petal.
Right, petals are stinging.
Oh, petals. No, you're thinking of nettles. Nettles sting. Petals, pretty petals, flower petals don't sting. But nettles do, stinging nettles. Oh, gosh, they're having a fountain. You saw him straight away. Where is he?
In the sweeties.
In the bowl of sweeties. It's a little trifle bowl.
Well, me, you want to have a sweetie? Oh,
yes, thank you.
You want a sweetie? Thomas, you want a sweetie?
Thomas, would you like a sweetie?
Please.
There you are, in the bowl with a little tad.
Well, I have
look at
that
this.
One.
Oh, how beautiful. This lovely picture here, they're all the toys are having their birthday tea, look. A picnic, they've got balloons, and look, those blowy things you like, and they're wearing party hats.
You want a drink of that?
Oh, yes, please. I'm going to drink some orange juice, will you? Orange juice, sweets, a birthday cake. Oh, wow. What's in that bowl?
Chocolate.
Oh. What's in that bowl?
Dummy Dodgers there.
Dummy Dodgers, and look here.
Don't know what's there.
Strawberries. And look, can you see these? Little teddy bear shaped crisps, you have those. Well, I say have, we don't go anymore. You know the toddler group we used to go to at Cavendish Road?
Yeah.
When you had your teddy bear's picnic in the summer and your Christmas party at Christmas, we had them there, didn't we? Oh, now, this page, it looks as if he's opened his parcels. But where's... Ah, seen him, little bear.
Where?
I'll give you a clue, I'll sing a song. Let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up to the atmosphere, up where the air is clear. Oh, let's go fly a kite. Have you found him yet?
No.
Well, is there a kite on the page?
No. Yeah.
And what's on the string of the kite?
Oh.
Little bear. Oh, have you seen the rabbits wearing glasses? I'm sure he wasn't wearing glasses before, was he?
Oh.
Was he? Is he really? Perhaps it's just me being silly. He's not.
He is.
Oh, he is there. I'm sure he wasn't when he arrived at Billy Bear's house in the morning. He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
You just can't see them on that picture, can you?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Let me see a fire engine.
A fire engine? Where's the fire engine?
It's this big fire engine.
I can see it. You just passed it. Here.
Oh. Mummy, you watch me hit this. Lots of hit this loud siren. Nino! Oh. Nino!
No. What a noise. Right, can we find little bear on this picture?
Yeah. There he is.
Oh, that's so clever. Now, I couldn't find that. He's in one of the rollerblades. Roller skates, I think they're called, aren't they?
Rollerblades.
Ah, no, we haven't really read the whole story.